This is JIS News. Coming up, Jamaica to benefit from major ILO project, JCF continues fight against human trafficking, and cultural landmarks to be placed on World Heritage List. The details after this message. Stay with us.
Restore the peace, restore the law, restore the license, restorative justice.
Come out. Sometime we live too bad with me one another. We don't care if we actions hurt each other. Table turn, we talk retaliation. We forget we come from one nation. Better Jamaica.
Restore the peace, restore the law, restore the niceness, restorative justice.
We're between the one to others, the one down to you. Unity in the community, more love, less hate. Stop retaliate, let's strive, more life. No gun, no knife, would have been less life. Must noise.
Restore the peace, restore the law, restore the niceness, restorative justice.
Respect each other.
A program of the Ministry of Justice funded through CSJP.
Now the news. Jamaica is to benefit from a major international labor organization, ILO Global Research on Child Labor Measurement and Policy Development Project. The project is expected to strengthen the country's ability to more accurately capture, document, and maintain current data on the occurrence of child labor. The four-year, $7 million U.S. dollar initiative started November 2013. Director of the Ministry's Child Labor Unit, Marva Zimenez, says the project represents a continuous partnership between ILO and Jamaica through the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding MOU.
We are hoping that as a part of this initiative, we will be able to make another approach to the International Labour Organization, IPEC in particular, for probably a time-bound program to deal with what are the major findings and where is it that we need to continue to do the interventions.
Jamaica is one of 10 countries where the project will be implemented and the first to be visited by ILO officials for discussions with government representatives prior to implementation. The Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, is making strides against human trafficking, with more than 41 victims rescued by the Anti-Trafficking in Persons Unit to date. Deputy Commissioner of Police Carl Williams says 7 cases are before the courts and 28 are under investigation, 4 of which involve transnational probes. DCP Williams credits the achievements to the collaborative efforts of the various units of the JCF and the vibrant partnership with local and overseas agencies. He noted that the gains made have resulted in Jamaica being upgraded from the U.S. State Department's Tier 2 watch list to Tier 2. The Deputy Commissioner of Police was addressing the opening ceremony of a recent 4-day training seminar in St. Anne, organized by the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons. The Ministry of Youth and Culture is seeking to have 2 of the country's cultural landmarks placed on the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization UNESCO World Heritage List. Portfolio Minister Lisa Hanna says a submission was made last month for the inclusion of the Blue and John Crow Mountains. Ms. Hanna says her ministry is also working with the Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment to have reggae music listed as the indigenous music of Jamaica.
It was a strategic objective coming from the Ministry of Culture because we felt that the time had come for people to recognize and understand that our culture deserved to be listed on the World Heritage Site list.
Jamaica was elected to the World Heritage Committee of UNESCO last November. And Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Senator A.J. Nicholson has reiterated the government's commitment to improving Jamaica's international relations. This while calling on diplomatic representatives to partner with the country in achieving this goal. Minister Nicholson was speaking Sunday at a special service to mark the beginning of Diplomatic Week 2014.
You can be assured that under my watch as Foreign Affairs Minister, we will continue to do our utmost under God to advance our international relations in a climate of friendship and peace, and that we'll stand up for justice and brotherhood and play our part to advance the whole human race. I invite your partnership in this endeavor.
Diplomatic Week runs from February 2 to 7 under the theme Partnership for Growth. The theme was chosen to highlight the role of the Foreign Ministry in helping to shape an international environment conducive to Jamaica's growth and development. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.